I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. Well, tomorrow evening, the American Music Showcase features 6 bands and 5 venues in Grand Center. Here representing Jazz St. Louis, welcome its Executive Director, Gene Dobbs Bradford, Director of Education, Philip Dunlap, and Jazz St. Louis's Communications and Operations Manager, Devin Rodino. Gentlemen, welcome to all of you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, this is exciting. It's a first-time event, which is always fun, and it's a partnership.
Absolutely. This is a partnership between Jazz St. Louis and Grand Center and some of the restaurants here in Grand Center. This is funded through a generous grant from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, part of the Jazz Arts Group Audience Initiative. And what we're doing is we're going to be showcasing the rich heritage of American music here in Grand Center in different venues.
And it's quite a variety of music.
Yeah, I think
also.
I think people know us. They know Jazz St. Louis as presenting the top jazz artists at Jazz at the Bistro. But this features a wide variety of music. And Devin, I don't know if you want to let us know who some of those are.
Yeah, we've got a great range of, like you said, 6 groups doing all sorts of different American roots, old timey music from folk to older vintage country, bluegrass, a little trad jazz, traditional jazz, and blues, of mm-hmm. course, for St. Louis.
Yeah, and all these musics are very, you know, very important to American heritage, and things have gone on. Jazz is a quintessentially American music, and this is a way that we're going to not only celebrate the diversity of American music, but also showcase the diversity here in Grand Center.
And it's an interesting concept because it's one of those deals where people buy a wristband. They can go to, you know, different places. And they're not all exactly performing at the same time, but they sort of overlap.
We want to overlap. We hope that people will take advantage of this. The wristbands that will get you into all of the all the 5 venues, it's $10. So you'll be able to – it's like a musical smorgasbord. You'll be able to sample a little bit here, go over, try something here, and take it all in.
Well, why don't we sample some of the groups, and I'm assuming they're all local, right?
Yes. All the groups are local, yeah.
Let's sample some of them, and we can talk a little bit about them. Here's one I know we've had on Cityscape in the past, the Bottoms Up Blues Group, Blues Band.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And that's the Bottom Up Blues Gang. I messed their name up a little bit. Bottoms Up Blues Gang with Kerry Liston, lead vocalist. What about them?
Yeah, they great blues group. It's actually a duo at heart, but they add various local St. Louis musicians to their group at different times, just depending on who's available, what the gig is. They're going to be a quartet for this event with a piano and harmonica.
And they're pretty well known around town. They've been around a while.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're one of the top blues groups
group.
In St. Louis.
Fun group.
Yeah. And they'll be closing the showcase at Dooley's Beef and Brew House from 9:30 to midnight.
Tell me about the Thin Dimes. I'm not familiar with them.
Yeah, it's a newer 5-piece group, folk influenced with some blues and bluegrass, with Nick Pence as the leader and his younger brother Nathan Pence on bass. They'll be kicking off the showcase in Strauss Park.
When I was just a little boy, I thought the world would be my toy, but you never can tell.
Never can tell.
No, you never can tell.
No, you never can tell.
Well, you might be dealing with heaven or hell, but you never can tell. Well, I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought she'd be true, but she done put me down. Oh, you never can tell.
but you never can tell. Weather ain't no use in crying,
'cause we're all fixing on dying.
Well, you never can tell.
Might be today.
No, you never can tell.
Might be tomorrow.
Well, you might be going to heaven or hell, but you never can tell.
And that's the Thin Dimes, which are kicking off the American Music Showcase tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock at Strauss Park. I like them. Kind of reminds me of Pokey LaFarge a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little bit?
They definitely have that sound. But this is their newest recorded track, but they've got a wide range of folky and bluegrass sounds.
You know, Gene, you've been in the neighborhood, Grand Center, for a while, and this is a great showcase that's coming. And maybe just talk a little bit about how you've seen things progress in this area as things like this.
Well, you know, I remember back in the 90s when I first came here and was working with the symphony, there weren't any places to go for lunch here in town. Now we see a number of restaurants who are going to be participating, including Vito's, which, when that pizza buffet opened up, it was a godsend. And then we have Dooley's, the wonderful Hotel Ignacio is going to be one of the sites. And these are things that have just come into, you know, to see St. Louis Public Radio here in the neighborhood. If you could have seen it back in 1995, you wouldn't recognize it. And it's been a lot of hard work from a lot of organizations. But the thing that's really great about Grand Center is the way that the different organizations will come together to work together here. And this is, I think, a really nice way to showcase what's going on in the neighborhood. We also have a new brewery in the neighborhood, Urban Chestnut. They're going to be our official brewery of the showcase, and they're going to be doing beer samplings out in Strauss Park. So,
and their beers will be on special at all the venues as well. Mm-hmm. So,
right, you mentioned Strauss Park at 10 o'clock. It's Tommy Halloran,
Tommy
and
Halloran.
Gorilla Swing. Who's he?
Yeah, he's a great vocalist and guitar player. Does a lot of traditional jazz with New Orleans. New Orleans feel influence in his music.
Tommy Halloran.
Let's get the heck out of town. Get lost with no hopes of being found. We'll take a long walk off a real short pier. Oh, baby, let's just get the heck out of here. Let's get the heck out of town. Out west past where the sun goes down. Watch the clouds in the sky roll on by. Goodbye, clouds, goodbye. My greatest worry, my deepest concern is, will SPF 30 block the sunburn? Oh, baby, I can see us now, catching the rays and the waves in the next train out of town.
Tommy Halloran's Gorilla Swing. What was the process of choosing, you know, these five, six groups? Six groups?
Yeah, well, luckily that was Devin's task.
What were you going for?
Well, originally we had thought about presenting a wide range of musical genres, anywhere from funk to rap to hard rock, just a little bit of everything. And then I decided I kind of wanted to focus it in a little bit more, give it something to tie it all together. And that's where the thought for American roots music kind of came in. And I started looking through the local St. Louis bands for people that fit that bill. And
luckily that we have a pretty good selection, don't we?
We do indeed. Not everyone was available, but it came together wonderfully, and I'm looking forward to hearing all these groups.
Well, am I assumed that you want this to be an annual thing?
We would love for it. Actually, we would love for it to be successful enough that maybe it even became a monthly thing because I think it would be – it could be in a way like the art walks that they do, in a way to open up the different venues for people to come in and see. But we're just going to get through this first one and see how it goes.
You're not worried, are you?
No, not at all. But we have to see what the potential is. I mean, this is based on a festival that we saw in New York, where they would have a number of artists performing in different venues. you know, we really have some very high hopes for this, and we know it's going to be a fun evening of some great music. And for a very low price, you can enjoy a lot of different bands.
All right, I'll let you talk about that in just a second. Let's sample one more. Tell me about Beth Bambara.
Yeah, she's kind of the singer-songwriter of the group, with a good country and Americana influence.
I carry a heavy load on my shoulders. Can scarce remember when skies were blue. Now the shadows cover everything you do. Masquerading up on that high ground. Is it true? Freedom still rings. When the curtain rises, no one's coming clean. Watch them turn against one another. A house divided, it will not stand. Self-righteous ways are gonna tear apart this land.
And that's Beth Bambara, who will be at the Hotel Ignacio. There are two other groups that we haven't mentioned yet. Say something briefly about them that will be appearing tomorrow night as part of the American Music Showcase, the Aching Hearts and the Philip Dunlap Quintet.
Yeah, the Aching Hearts will be over at Vito's on their beautiful patio out there. It's a duo with Ryan Spearman and Kelly Wells from the Folk School.
Right. So it is the American Music Showcase beginning tomorrow at 6 p.m. running to about midnight. If you want more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to Jazz St. Louis's website. And, Gene, we mentioned the wristband things. What do people need to know about make any kind of plans ahead of time, or what do you want to tell them?
There'll be plenty of spots. You can get your wristbands at any one of the venues that's participating, which is Vito's, Dooley's, Hotel Ignacio, the Bistro, of course, in Strauss Park. We will have the beer tastings in Strauss Park and beer specials at each one of the venues. And you can get your wristband will get you into any one of the venues. And, of course, one of the biggest highlights is going to be Phil Dunlap and his quintet.
Who is right here, of course, yes.
Yeah, you can stop by the Bistro and hear some good straight-ahead jazz to tie it all together. Mm-hmm. As one of the concepts behind this is by sampling all these types of music, lead people to jazz. And that's part of our mission is to get this music out there.
That's Philip Dunlap. We've also been talking to Devin Rodino and Gene Dobbs Bradford, all from Jazz St. Louis, and I guess you got an exciting season coming up, too.
Oh, very much so. We'd love to come back and tell you more about it.
We'll probably see you down the road. Gentlemen, thank you all for being here. Have a great weekend, and best of luck on your first ever American Music Showcase in Grand Center tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
And this program note, the Songs of Africa Ensemble that's part of African Musical Arts will be featured in an interview with NPR's Neda Ulube tomorrow morning on Weekend Edition. And you might remember we visited with Fred O and other members of that organization a number of times here on Cityscape. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you'll join us next week.